My name's Justin Time. This is the second instalment of the talk about violence against men by women. And as you can hear from the first instalment, it's more than that. It's not only about violence by women against men. I've digressed into other areas, and generally I'll be talking about the injustice that men suffer these days in society generally, largely due to very draconian laws, very unfair laws that are misandrous in nature. Some of those laws come from feminism, and some of them are from very antiquated notions of chivalry that don't really fit the current model of society anymore because of the way that gender roles have been socially engineered into a rather unnatural change. And I do, as you'll hear me mention quite often, of course, I do mention feminism as being one of the prime culprits in that social engineering. But it's not solely to blame. I think, as I've also said, to a certain extent, men are their own worst enemies. And one of the reasons for that, of course, is this misguided chivalry, or the white knight syndrome. And this is a big issue because, as you hear in the first instalment, there was a case of my ex-wife having some kind of breakdown, perceiving me as a threat for reasons that are not really unknown. I can only dismiss as mental illness. Well, indeed, I don't want to dismiss them because I think we do that too often. We dismiss certain behaviour, and we can blame it on mental illness, but that mental illness has become a culpability free card. It's people play certain cards like the victim card, which is renowned, and that's something that feminism has done. Feminism has attempted to give women or females a victim card which they play to get out of any situation, and all blame, all the guilt is relinquished, and all guilt then passes over to the male, regardless of facts, regardless of evidence. And this is the problem that men are facing. And as I said, it's not only that, because men are chivalrous by nature. And certainly in the society where I grew up, which is Britain, and I know that extends to the whole of the Anglosphere, that's the English-speaking world, and probably most of the world, most of the known world. But certainly where I come from, my culture, which is very similar to other English-speaking nations and other European cultures in terms of gender equality. And gender parity was essentially, has never really been an issue. I think what the issue has been is that at some point in the 19th century, it seems, there was a movement which, as I can make out from my rather general view of history, there was a movement in the USA, a feminist movement, to empower women. Now, that's first wave feminism, as it's now appears to be called. Now, what's happened is, in more recent years, and I think there's been a definite move, certainly post-Second World War, and certainly 1960s, you can see a real change. And in traditional gender roles, and a real attempt to change traditional gender roles. But then I think that this social engineering attempt has really accelerated, I think, sometime in maybe the mid to late 80s, maybe the mid 80s, and there has been a real effort to make women believe that they are either the same as men or superior in many cases, and that they should be doing exactly the same as men. And it's obviously a massive failure, but the propaganda is relentless. The rhetoric continues from the feminist hierarchy, radical hierarchy control, and these people, these women, are in very elite positions. I mean, they hold, you're talking about people that hold high-level positions in universities and in the media, who are basically that cult leaders, in a sense. I mean, that's what they are, because feminism is a kind of cult. It's a toxic ideology that is, that preaches hatred of the male. And you know, whatever you think about the dictionary definition of feminism, every ideology has its dictionary definition, but at the same time, every ideology has its practices, and what's going on in practice is, of course, different to what is written on paper or wherever you read your dictionary. So, as I said, these talks now are more general than I initially intended. I initially intended to focus on female violence against men, but I think it's too broad a topic. It overlaps with too many other topics. And I'm always holistic about things anyway. That's my approach to life, and everybody should be holistic about everything in life. Otherwise, you just have a very narrow view of the world, and you end up not really fully understanding how everything is connected. So we will continue. I will continue. There's nobody else here at the moment. I'm hoping to talk to some other people on this topic, on these topics, and I'll continue with this another time. So this is the second installment of my issue of female violence against men, and I think it's a much broader issue than I initially intended it to be, and I will be talking more in depth about how not only how I see it, but I'll be giving you anecdotal evidence, some of that first hand, some of that second hand, but from people I trust, from people that have nothing, you know, men who say things, and women, by the way, because women are also victims of this too. I'll continue with this later. Please listen for the next instalment.